Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's video update from July the 14th of 2021. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a dive into yesterday's action, and again, pretty common theme every time we start these videos, at least in the past few weeks, S&P 500 made a new all-time high, moving up to 4390 on its chart level here with yesterday's action. Indices also that were able to push higher yesterday and, you know, better their all-time highs, the NASDAQ composite, as well as the NASDAQ 100, the NDX, actually reached the $15,000 level on its chart as well. So seen a lot of positive action out of those three indexes in particular. Looking over to small caps, still seeing some divergence here. You know, we're seeing some of the indices rally to new all-time highs, the three we mentioned previously. Small caps continues to trade south by way of the Russell 2000. So, you know, that theme overall has been pretty common for at least 2 weeks now, and really is starting to develop into more of a trend rather than just a short-term kind of occurrence, if you will. Looking elsewhere, And that's kind of transpired in many cases. And we'll take a look at what's been going on the Dolly level. But looking at the performance from yesterday, we actually saw crude be in gold and in positive territory along with emerging markets. Pretty much everything else, including pretty much all of the equity indices were in negative territory. So we saw a lot of those, at least the three aforementioned indices, move to new all-time highs, but ultimately finish in negative territory for yesterday's action. The worst of those, small caps. You know, we're seeing a pretty good trend, as we noted, it's pretty good, a trend sort of starting to develop there. And within the Dolly ranks, we've actually seen some of those small cap representatives move down the Dolly rankings. And really, you know, since middle, this has all happened since Thursday, really, and middle of last week. So, you know, with Vaxion last week, we saw mid cap growth move up from this fourth to third position, overtaking small cap blend. And then pretty much the very next day, mid cap growth overtook small value for the second position right now. So we see a very growth oriented kind of ranking right now within our size and style ranking. So with that in mind, we sort of wanted to take a look at this relationship of mid growth versus small cap value and small cap blend. And what we thought we'd first start off by doing let's take a look at the asset class group scores page. And when we look at it, you know, it doesn't quite give the exact same picture as we see over in Dolly, but overall we see this large bunching of small cap value, small growth, large growth, mid blend. Now, mid growth has overtaken mid blend on the asset class group scores page. It's now at a 3.94 after being at 3.91. The small cap value group is really the one that it's, you know, looking at as a potential. And actually, notably, we've seen the large cap growth group improve above a score of 4 for the first time since really March of this year. So notable there that we've seen that large cap growth group improve above this 4 score area. It's moved into this blue sky zone, if you will. Meanwhile, it's, you know, next kind of sights are set on small growth and small value. Interestingly enough, micro cap really kind of continues to hold up fairly well. You know, as far as the scoring perspective goes, it's lost a little bit here recently. But again, you know, we're seeing a lot of jockeying for position right now within the asset class group scores page among these particular size and style groups. So taking a step over, we wanted to take a look at the individual point and figure charts of some proxies for these groups. This one's going to be the iShares Russell 2000 ETF, symbol IWM. Not quite as active as the Russell 2000 chart itself due to scale. But overall, you know, probably the most notable thing on this chart is the fact we've seen the score fall below 4. This fund score fall below 4. It's still in the green zone, but it was above 4 for quite some time. Additionally, we've seen this chart hit this level of resistance here at 230 on 4 different occasions and still has not been able to break through this resistance level yet. Right now, it's, you know, the chart's trading right around in here. We haven't seen it turned south enough to warrant a sell signal being given. And actually looking at this kind of, you know, 5-point per box chart with the IWM, it gives you a little bit better picture, sort of a maybe slightly better picture than the chart of the Russell 2000. But again, the ultimate notable thing here is that we've seen this resistance level hit many times on 4 different occasions, still haven't broken through it. And at this point, we're trading in the negative, on the negative side of the of our 10-week trading bands. You know, we're trading down in this 220, 225 level. And when we compare that to something like, you know, a MIG growth, as we'll see here in a moment, it's a very different look. Additionally, even when we compare it to a small cap value fund by way of the iShares S&P Small Cap 600 Value ETF, ultimately we've seen it break out a few times, give consecutive buy signals, and has really been more of a recent kind of diverger as far as the small cap value space goes. We just had monthly momentum flip negative on this particular chart. It's still holding up at the moment. But again, you know, we saw this breakout at 110, and ultimately it's reversed down and it's continued to trade lower to the $100 level. Support is at 96 as well as at 95. So if you have IJR, or in this particular case, pardon me, IJS, good to note those support levels at 96, 95. And you know, you may even consult a smaller scale 50 cent chart to get some more support levels in between there as well. But again, this one too had a fun score, you know, roughly a month or so ago above four, and at this point is now at 3.39. So seeing some differences here. Now, when we roll it over to our Russell Mid Cap Growth Proxy, iShares Russell Mid Cap Growth ETF, IWP, consecutive buy signals since the end of last year. Haven't even seen a sell signal given since really September of last year. At this point, we're on our fifth consecutive buy signal. It rallied to a new high here at 114. And when we're looking from a scoring perspective, 5.21. Very dramatic difference between our two small cap representatives that we just looked at in terms of scores of three. Still acceptable in many cases, and their charts, you know, really don't look that bad, all things considered, when we're looking at the ETF charts. But compared to what this particular chart looks like with consecutive buy signals, higher tops, higher bottoms, and ultimately, you know, moving to rally above resistance and make a new top high with recent action. That's the key point here, especially this month in the month of July. So looking at some of the relative strength relationships between these three ETFs, we actually see that IWP versus IJS return to a market relative strength buy signal favoring IWP with actually action mid last week. And at this point, you know, signals that we have the strength out of this particular mid cap growth ETF, IWP versus IJS. It sort of jockeyed for some position here, but ultimately it's worked itself out to favor IWP. It returns to a buy signal after it had been on a RS sell signal favoring IJS since November of last year. So notable in the fact that we've seen this kind of this change. We saw a notable change last year, and now we've seen the buy signal. So looking for confirmation here that we're seeing mid cap growth continue to outperform small cap value in this particular space. Additionally, we have the IWP versus IWM, not quite as an active RS chart. But you know, has been in a column of X's and technically has been on a buy signal for many years now, but has been in a column of X's since June or June of late June, June 29th, there as we can see. And you know, in this point, it's showing not only near term but all term long term outperformance by IWP. This relationship actually never developed out to favor IWM on the long term, as we note here. It's given this one buy signal and it's not really given a sell signal at this point. So IWP is favored on the short term as well as the long term when we look at this relationship. And that's sort of the key point, is looking at a lot of these RS relationships in terms of how they may be changing. Especially if you have any of these particular ETFs, it's good to sort of note what relative strength may look like just for your ETFs. You know, in a lot of cases, we use a number of proxies to help us understand how a space is particularly performing, but it may not specifically be your ETF that we are using. So it's good to, you know, come in here, consult these RS charts and compare them to ETFs you own or you may be thinking about owning, because it'll give you an idea of where performance and leadership resides within these relationships. So if you have any questions, as always, feel free to call the DWA office at 804-320-8511. And I hope everyone has a wonderful Wednesday, and we will talk to everyone tomorrow on Thursday's video. Have a great day.